Carla, please call the next item.
Item 824, accept report from Madden Fabrications about the Portland Loo.
All right, I'm going to turn this over to Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Madam President. And we're going to welcome Greg Madden, president of Madden Fabrication, and members of his team. And Greg will let you introduce the folks that are here proudly wearing the Madden shirt. And I want to just do a brief introduction to this item. As my colleagues know, the Portland Loo debuted to the public in December of 2008. And it was the brainchild of former City Commissioner Randy Leonard. The Loo was a solution designed by the City of Portland to address our needs for better public restroom options. It was actually copyrighted and I believe has won some awards for its design. In 2014, or maybe around 2014, we made a judgment that it made more sense to have a third-party manufacture and sell and market the Loo, and for the city to get out of the Loo business, but to get into the business of receiving royalty checks. And the idea was to sort of stay in our lane and let the private sector do what they do best. And so since July of 2014, Madden Fabrication, located right here in our community, has been fabricating Loos and marketing them across the globe. And as I said, it made more sense, I think, for us to get out of this business and turn it over to the experts. Well, it turns out they've been quite successful in manufacturing and marketing Loos. And that's good for our ratepayers because the city earns a royalty for every Loo that is sold. And with us today is Greg Madden, and he'll introduce other folks that are with him to update us on how the arrangement's working, and I think he has something for us. So, Greg, welcome, and thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you for your time. And I'm not a public speaker, so I appreciate you introducing me so well so that I can actually shorten my speech a little bit here for you. But once again, thank you very much. I'm really, really excited to be here from the standpoint of it is really good, positive news. It's a public-private relationship, I think, that, as you mentioned, is very successful. I know when the City of Portland first started the project, it was intending to market and sell directly to other cities. And we really, switching it around in 2014 and negotiating a licensing agreement really was the best way to go. It's really taken off since then. I'm here with Evan Madden, who heads up our sales and marketing. And he'll talk a little bit more about some of those successes and the awards you mentioned as well that the city of Portland Loo has been awarded in the past.
Greg, what is Evan's relationship to you?
Evan is my nephew. We have a family-owned business, Madden Industrial Craftsman. Madden Fabrication is our metal fabrication facility in Northwest Portland, which manufactures the Portland Loo right here in town. My two brothers, Paul and Ken, manage the staffing service. My brother Ken is Evan's father, and I also have another nephew that works with me at the shop, Chris Madden.
That's so great.
Yeah, it's quite a family business, and it's a great opportunity for all of them. So, just getting to it quickly, like I say, it's been a really rewarding partnership between us and the City of Portland. We work closely with Amanda Fritz's Portland Parks and Rec Division. They're the ones that we pay our royalty commission to every quarter. And then they've also helped us develop and improve the Loo by giving us access to that, letting Evan present visitors to look at the Loo. We open up the backside of the doors and let them view those as well. And just to, just mention the quick history of it, Randy Leonard, it was his brainchild to create the Loo. He could not find anything that was off the shelf that matched the requirements of the Loo. There were some several failures up in the Seattle area where they tried some pre-manufactured semi-automatic toilet designs that really were major failures. So what Randy did was he pulled together all the city's resources, a lot of the public and social resources around the city, and put together a team to design and actually build their own Portland or public bathroom, which ended up being the Portland Loo. And the list is long. I don't want to be, take up too much of your time, but it's important that I mention some of the bureaus and resources that Randy joined together to make this happen, just to demonstrate how thorough a job he did. The Portland Water Bureau was involved with the utilities, maintenance, and also the contract requirements that made the loop possible. The police and fire were involved through the then-Commissioner Mike Reese, Portland Parks, Brian Aptekar, Karen Trappin, and Don Athey were very involved with siting and maintenance issues. The Portland Building Department was involved with meeting ADA and construction code requirements of the Lou in its design. Portland Bureau of Transportation was involved with engineering and foundation work for the Lou. The Bureau of Environmental Services was also involved with maintenance and sewer right-of-ways. Downtown Clean and Safe, we were involved with maintenance and safety design of the Lou. Randy Leonard's office, Ty Kovac, Ann Hill, and Ann DiBenedetto all managed and helped coordinate these associations between the bureaus and the designers. From the social service side, Flush Group, which is Public Hygiene Lets Us Stay Human, run by Carol McCurry, were instrumental in crime prevention design concepts and public outreach to both businesses and social services. Portland Development Commission, now known as Prosper Portland, Kevin Johnson, Pam Neal, helped to introduce Madden Fabrication to this Randy Leonard's design team. Madden Fabrication, of course, was involved with the practical and affordable designs of making the Portland Loo happen. And along with that, Curtis Banger was an outside designer who coordinated all these design concepts into what we feel is a very beautiful design, aesthetically pleasing, and very very functional. So the results of all this effort and design effort that Randy Leonard did resulted in what we have today, which is the Portland Loop. And just to explain exactly how successful it's been, I'm going to pass this on to Evan Madden.
Before you do, yeah. Greg, I just want to make an observation because I'm really pleased that you focused on Randy's role and the team that he assembled. And it reminds me of the age-old argument in Portland about, it goes something like this: is Portland the city that it's become because of or in spite of its former government? And as you know, people have strong views about our former government. And the interesting thing that I've observed in my 9 years is that one of the advantages of our former government is that it allows for champions on the council to actually drive big policy questions. And I'll give you some examples. We would not have a children's levy and the millions of dollars that have gone to children if Dan Saltzman was not on the council. Just, it would not happen. We would not have made the progress we've made on streetcars if Charlie Hales hadn't been the streetcar guy. I don't think we would have made the progress as quickly as we have on renter protections if Chloe Udaly wasn't on the council. And while Randy was always a little ambivalent about being the toilet guy, he wasn't quite sure how that happened, but the truth is we knew Randy as a bulldog when he was on the council. So when he had an idea, he was going to see it through. And it takes that kind of sustained commitment to do hard things. And it's just, I'm just making a little plug for the one side of our former government that I think doesn't get enough credit, which is you got five commissioners, all of whom are passionate about something, and they have this freedom to drive policies. And if Randy had not taken this on, I just don't think it would have happened.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. He did push it through. He took some serious risks that I think, you know, paid off specifically in this case. And I agree with you on as far as the longevity of the city council, it is a benefit. Just like in my business, it's good to have, you know, longevity and skills that you can pull on and comfort level, you know, communicating with each other. So, great. Excellent point.
Well, Evan, welcome to council. Is this your first time?
It is. Well, actually, I've been here for a meeting before, first time speaking and presenting.
In the process of pushing out your uncles and all the other folks so that you can take
hopefully
over this business?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
So what I do is I work for Madden Fabrication. I do the sales and marketing for the Portland Loo restroom. And what I have seen is a consistent growth in sales and interest in the Portland Loo as the success of the restroom spreads to cities across the U.S., Canada, and most recently New Zealand. We now have 12 states, 3 countries, 21 cities, and a total of 48 installations. The Portland Loo won Canada's Best Public Restroom Award in 2012, the Portland Business Journal's Manufacturer of the Year Award, and the Oregon Consular Corps' New Exporter Award, and has written about in Fast Company, the Los Angeles Times, and countless local news articles. With each installation, we have seen a positive impact it's had in each city and seen the word spread that the Portland Loo is a quality product to serve communities. As I travel and meet with cities and city councils, I'm often complimented that Portland has it figured out and is a model for public restroom success. Having a product that began with the City of Portland shows the proof of concept that cities considering the Portland Loo will be able to be successful when cited correctly. Born and raised in Portland, I'm very proud to bring the Portland solution and landmark to other cities that will last for many generations. For each restroom we do sell, the city gets a royalty payment of 8% for each sale. In total, we have paid the city $148,957, averaging about $13,000 per quarterly payment. This quarter's payment is a total of $14,515.89. And we continue to see it grow and be a successful product.
And you brought the check with you, is that right?
We did, yes.
We brought the check with us.
Carla, get that check for God's sake.
That's why you invited us, right?
And along with that, we also brought you some swag, so we have some water.
Carla, can they come forward? Yeah, that's okay. We can.
I promise not to attack.
But. Well,
the check goes to the president of the council.
Oh yes, I will take that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Along with that, we need a water bottle.
Oh yeah.
I'll leave this for Amanda.
Yeah.
So I thought Commissioner Fish had arranged this.
Thanks very much. Nicely done.
Had arranged this report because I had some questions about the Portland Loo.
Oh, good.
And I still have some questions about the Portland Loo. I have to confess, I have never been inside of one.
Oh.
So while it sounds wonderful, I'm still in the dark about what are the unique functions or features of the Loo. If you could just quickly.
Yeah, I'll take over for this. What's special about the Portland Loo and sets it apart from other restrooms is that it focuses on how it's going to be used and maintained. And that's really critical in making sure it stays clean, easy to use, and then doesn't prevent crime. And what the Loo does is really prevent crime with the angled louvers on the top and bottom of the restroom. And that's really what the Portland police wanted to see in the restroom too, where it could be easily monitored by them and then also self-monitored by the people that walk by and naturally are in the area. So it's not a comfortable place to be doing things you shouldn't be doing or even using the restroom, and it's not meant to be a comfortable place in general, so that is just used for what it's intended for. It has anti-graffiti coatings on it to keep it looking clean, and then maintenance features like a water closet that has a hose bib that makes it easy to clean whenever it needs to be or regularly.
So it's not self-cleaning?
It is not, and that's what didn't work out in Seattle, where they spent $5 million on just 5 restrooms. And that ultimately just didn't work for them. So,
yeah, we found that design. You know, we thought we might compete with that as a product for the Portland Loo, but in reality, it's more mechanical things to break. It uses much more water, and it's also way too private for the environment on the street today. So,
yeah, and now Seattle is looking to get more restrooms from us in just the coming months too. So, meeting with them, they were kind of bashful to know that their restrooms didn't work out, and that they were very interested in our restroom as well.
One of the personal things that I like to do with the Loo is to buy local, and that's one of the, I guess, collateral successes of the Loo is that each Loo that we sell basically increases sales in the local community by about $40,000. So each Loo commits about $40,000 in goods and services to outside services besides Madden Fabrication. And also, we've added basically 5 FTEs over the last 6 years to our program and to our business. And I'd like to introduce some of our team today, if you don't mind. Of course, Evan Madden is sales and marketing. Leo Gonzalez is our production manager.
Welcome.
We also have Jason Parker and Randy Guillory, our production. We also have Danielle Young is involved with development. Charlie Martin with Manufacturing Matters has been very instrumental in our lean practices and improvements in our manufacturing facility. And also Oliver Lowry is our CAD drafter that we've included as well, does marketing and sales through CAD development. And even though she doesn't want me to say it, my wife, Beth Madden, is in the back.
The most important person that's here.
Yeah. sales and life partner. So anyway, and then along with that, I just wanted to just kind of briefly go over some of those local manufacturers that we use to produce the loo, just to give you an idea of the quantity and the people that, and some of them are here today too that I want to mention. But of course, Manufacturing Matters would be Charlie Martin, as I mentioned, Braley Gray, Electropack, West Coast Metals, Bridge City Steel, Marx Brothers, Windustrial Plumbing Supply, Portland Fasteners, M Group Engineering Services, Pacific Lock, who I think is represented in the back. Thank you for coming. Flair Plastics, CED, EC Company, Signs by Tomorrow, A Better Glass Shop, Industrial Craters and Packers, PSP Powder Coating, Portland Development Commission, U.S. Commercial Services for Exporting Assistance, Business Oregon for Exporting Assistance, Flush, and personally, I would also like to thank Parks and Rec for all their additional services in helping us develop the loo. So,
how long does it take to manufacture one loo?
It's a little over 2 months, but as we are so busy right now, we have so many orders coming in, we can't meet our normal deadline. So typically it's about 90 days, but we can do it much sooner. But now we have to push it out several months beyond that just because of the volume that we've seen in sales. So each year we've been getting busier and busier and breaking our records, and that's the fun and exciting part. But it's more of a headache to meet deadlines and make things happen when cities often want them in a hurry.
Do you do the installation as well on site?
Locally, we will, and likely we will for Olympia as well, but not like in California or on the East Coast, so only in this region, really.
Okay.
How many Portland loos do we have in Portland?
We have about 12 with a few more installations happening soon.
Great.
So.
Yeah, so we have 12 in Portland, and the rest of the 48 are outside of the area, with one in New Zealand through a licensing agreement that we negotiated with a manufacturer there, and five in Canada.
Greg, imitation is the highest form of flattery. Are we seeing? Are you seeing competitors that are essentially coming out with knockoffs of our loo?
We have no competition.
I'd like to hear that.
Several years ago, there was one manufacturer that duplicated the idea and concept out of Roseburg, Oregon. We have not seen them sell anything, and because of the advantage of the relationship we have with the City of Portland and the long-term development and improvements that we've continued, I think we're way over 30, 40 improvements in hardening that we've done with the loo in order to make it a better product, and I think we've given us a major leg up on the competition.
If I could just make a comment, Madam President, the Dan and I have, 9 or 10 years of history on the loo that feels like just yesterday some of the more controversial debates we had in this building. And you mentioned that Commissioner Leonard took a big risk in moving this forward. And I remember when there was a lot of controversy about whether it was appropriate for the utilities to be, to be in the loo business and who should pay for it. One of the things that I think we learned is that government is sometimes in the position of launching a good idea, but it makes a lot of sense to turn to the private sector to then put that idea into practice. And it's sort of like figuring out what's your lane and what are you good at. And Randy had a good idea. He put people together, and he came up with a loo, and he patented it. But I think that when we were able to enter into a licensing agreement with Madden, that's where this thing really took off. And I just want to say, Greg, that in your customary, very humble and modest way, you've managed to deflect all the credit to everyone else in the room. And I think it's worth noting that we at the city think that the secret weapon here is that Madden Fabrication is making the loos. And we're so proud that you're here in Portland, and we're so proud that you're having this kind of success. And we wanted to have a chance to celebrate that success today at Council, not just get the check in the mail, but have an opportunity to thank you and your team for doing
thank
such
you.
great public service.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate that. And as far as the plan goes with us marketing and selling, I agree. And one of the things I think about is sustainability. We try to keep the work here local, keep our shop here local. But also just from the standpoint of money is sustainable too. It's like, you know, we're very motivated to succeed, watch our margins, you know, make more profits, but also, you know, continue this IP that was really developed by the city that we are taking advantage of. So thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Carla, is there any public testimony?
We have one person sign up. Lightning.
Good morning.
First of all, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. Randy Leonard's last day as commissioner, I said to him, his legacy will be the loo. When you pull that switch or push the button, we'll think of Randy Leonard, because that's what you are. You basically, in my opinion, to be called a brainchild is an actual insult to the think tanks out there and truly the brainchilds. Mr. Salzman, Commissioner Salzman, I give him the respect for the children's levy, the affordable housing bond, because he's earned it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Randy Leonard was one of the people that used incorrect funds to fund some of the loos and didn't follow the charter. And Mr. DiLorenzo went into court and stated that that could not be done, and the judge agreed. Correct me if I'm wrong, that Randy Leonard is basically an individual that I would not look up to or give any respect to, because that's my opinion, and I have that right to my opinion. And that far chair, the left, the commissioner chair in the far left, people seem to go one term and they leave. It's kind of what I call the karma chair, that far left chair. I don't know what it is, but they make it one term, and then they're gone. They just leave. And I would like to see, number one, the city of Portland not hold this patent anymore. Give it back to these people over here. Give it back to the Madden Company. I don't think the city needs to be making any royalties off the name or the patent. To me, that's almost a conflict of interest for what government really is. I mean, we're attacking the new president for that reason. It's called a conflict of interest. And so maybe I'd like to have this looked a little bit closer. But to Randy Leonard, in my opinion, you should have your picture put inside the loo. This is your legacy. This is what you are. And when I flush that, push that button, I'm going to think of you. And I am so glad that you no longer sit up here as a commissioner. And to me, you were the biggest disgrace as a commissioner in the history of Portland. And when you stepped on a bunch of developers' toes out there and did selective enforcement and stepped on them using nuisance liens, you are the nuisance. You are a pathetic disgrace. And anything that you probably did on this is corrupt. Enjoy your legacy, Randy Leonard. Enjoy your legacy. Push that button. That's Randy Lou. Goodbye.
Okay, Madam President, we don't actually have a report.
We don't
actually have a report to accept, but and we've now lost the Madden family. But I want to thank Jamie Dunphy on my team, my Jamie, for helping to organize this and give us a chance to thank a local manufacturer who's making something and in return providing some real value to cities across the world and a return on the investment that the city made in designing and manufacturing this. So grateful to the Madden family and Madden Fabrication, and thank you for the opportunity to present.
Well, I just wish one of you had told me that this chair was cursed. And well, actually, I have a few ideas why people stick around for one term.
How many terms did Randy serve?
Multiple terms, I believe.
Multiple, I think. Yeah. I think you're okay. Okay. It skips a beat.
A generation.
It skips every two.
Okay. Carla, could you call the next item, please?